This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry urges local administrations to enforce corona containment measures strictly. Virocell vaccine rolled out in Nepal. Two CPN Maoist Center ministers in Gandaki Provincial Cabinet resign. And India reports more than 115,000 new cases of corona infections in just 24 hours, curfews imposed in several cities. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the local administrations to strictly impose the measures to control corona infection, including restrictions on mobility. Issuing a notice yesterday, the ministry urged the local bodies to impose mobility restrictions if a small town recorded more than 100 active cases of COVID infection and big cities recorded more than 500 active cases of COVID-19 infection. The notice, issued by joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, urged the local administration to shut the night shift businesses and restaurants after 9 p.m. The ministry has also urged all to adopt utmost precautions while going to the crowd-gathering spaces like schools, public transportations and shopping malls. The ministry raised the concern after the new British variant of the coronavirus was detected in Nepal. Likewise, the ministry has urged the local bodies to enforce strict quarantine and isolation measures on foreign returnees. The district administration offices across the country have also been urged to take action against the people who flout the health safety protocols. The government has rolled out the anti-COVID-19 vaccine Virocell. The 800,000 doses of Virocell vaccine developed by China were donated to Nepal by the government of China. The government has decided to administer the China-made vaccines to those involved in the operation of emergency services, traders working across the Sino-Nepal border and Nepali students studying in China or preparing to pursue education with Chinese scholarship. The frontline health workers, staffs of hotels, tracking agencies and advertisement sector, internet service providers, professors, sellers of medicines, fruits and vegetables, among others, are kept in priority groups of the vaccine recipients. For this, the government has designated 14 hospitals and health centers as vaccination booths. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 298 new coronavirus infection cases yesterday. Similarly, 74 people have recovered from the virus infection. The ministry has reported 2 new corona-related deaths. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 3,038. Health and Population Minister Hridayas Tripathi has said the government has been working to ensure easy access to health facilities for all citizens. Addressing a program to mark the 5th Health Insurance Day yesterday, Minister Tripathi claimed that the government to have been sensitive towards public health concerns. On the occasion, Minister Tripathi started the health insurance registration in Bara, Sarlahi, Monang, Mustang and Dolka, announcing the affiliation of health insurance to the Nagarik app. Minister Tripathi said the public also needed to be responsible to contain the coronavirus infection. The government has a plan to expand the health insurance scheme to all 77 districts within this fiscal year. Two ministers of the Gandaki provincial government have resigned from their post. Internal Affairs Minister Hari Bahadur Tsuman and Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative Minister Lek Bahadur Thapa resigned from their post yesterday. The resigning ministers were in the provincial cabinet representing the CPN Maoist Center. Earlier, the CPN Maoist Center Gandaki Provincial Parliamentary Party meeting had decided to call back the ministers. Although the CPN Maoist Center ministers resigned, the government province chief minister holds a majority as Rashtriya Janamorcha Party is still in the government. Counting of votes to elect new leadership in all the chapters of the Federation of Nepali Journalists is ongoing. This time, FNJ had adopted the first ever direct voting system to elect its central committee leadership. The election this time would elect more than 3,000 office bearers and members consisting of over 33% women in the committees. As many as 152 candidates filed their candidacies for 49 posts in the central committee of the Federation of Nepali Journalists. The Women and Social Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives has endorsed the Field Visit Report 2021 related to Nepal Child Organization, Nepal Children Organization rather. The committee meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday endorsed the report prepared by a study team under the coordination of Committee President Neeru Devi Pal. The study team had carried out the field visit after it received complaints about the failure of the Nepal Children Organization in playing effective role for protecting the helpless and orphan children. Nepal Army has implemented a long-term plan to ensure income-generating opportunities for the retired Army personnel in the domestic market. Addressing an ex-Army personnel conference including the ex-Army personnel residing in the Kathmandu Valley, Chief of Army Staff Purnachandra Thapa said the main object of Nepal Army Welfare Long-Term Plan 2087 Bikram Samvat aims to transfer skills and make the retired army personnel self-dependent. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ACM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. India has hit yet another new peak with 115,736 coronavirus cases reported in just 24 hours. The latest rise reported overtook Sunday's record of 103,844 infections. Fatalities rose by 630 in 24 hours, which is the highest since November. New Delhi, Mumbai and dozens of other cities are imposing curfews to try to slow the soaring infections. Experts say the surge is blamed in part on growing disregard for social distancing and mask wearing in public spaces. The latest surge in infections is worse than last year's peak of more than 97,000 a day in mid-September. Meanwhile, Brazil has recorded more than 4,000 COVID-related deaths in just 24 hours for the first time, as a more contagious variant of the coronavirus fuels a surge in cases. Hospitals are overcrowded with people dying as they wait for treatment in some cities and the health system is on the brink of collapse in many areas of Brazil. The country's total death toll is now almost 337,000, which is second only to the United States. Myanmar's ambassador in London says he has been locked out of his embassy. Kwa Juor Min said staff were asked to leave the building by Myanmar's military attaché and he was told he was no longer the country's representative. Myanmar's military seized power in a coup on 1st February, sparking weeks of protest and escalating violence. Kwa Juor Min has called for the release of the ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. More than 500 people, including dozens of children, have been killed so far as pro-democracy protesters demand a return to power of elected leader Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy party. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again, Health Ministry urges local administrations to enforce corona containment measures strictly. Virocell vaccine rolled out in Nepal. Two CPN Maoist Centre ministers in Gandaki Provincial Cabinet resign. And India reports more than 115,000 new cases of corona infections in just 24 hours. Curfews imposed in several cities. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.